This is Twit.
Don Montana, Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Don.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Say, you've given your periodic speech about the multi-layers of backup material.
And yes.
One thing I've never really heard is, where do the cloud-based things fit into that whole scenario? Microsoft Cloud or Google Cloud isn't that as good as the ones you sell?
Like Carbonite? Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a difference. But so let me give you the you've heard it, so I won't bore you with the long 3-2-1 backup speech. But the gist of it is, you'd like to have, ideally, at least three copies of your data, maybe the original and two backups. Those two backups should be on different kinds of media. Maybe one is local on a hard drive. And then at least one should be in the cloud. And that means offsite. And the whole point of that is, well, if the house burns down, you haven't lost everything. You've lost the hardware. You've even lost the local backups, but you still got a copy in the cloud. And there are lots of ways to do a cloud backup. If the most important thing you've got is photos, then using Google Photos or Flickr or one of the many places that will let you back up unlimited photos is actually that's a backup, sure. The problem with OneDrive and Google Drive as a backup solution, and this is actually true for Dropbox as well, is in all those cases, they will have a folder. There'll be a Dropbox folder that's the one they're synchronizing, or a Google Drive folder, or a OneDrive folder, and that's what's getting synchronized, not your documents folder, not all your data. So in order to make this useful, you'd have to put anything that you wanted to back up in that Dropbox folder or the Google Drive folder or the OneDrive folder. There's also an expense. In all three cases, they're more expensive than a company that specializes, like Carbonite, our sponsor, but there are others that do this, that specializes in this backup.
I don't feel I have all that much stuff to store, and I have all my files automatically going to OneDrive.
Yeah, that's fine. But remember, that's only backing up that OneDrive folder, right? You can't just arbitrarily say, well, you want you to back up my music and my photos, and it's all got to be in the OneDrive folder.
Okay, I've got them all in there.
Yeah.
Everything's
as long as that doesn't bother you, and the limit, size limit doesn't bother you, and certainly many people get a terabyte of OneDrive storage. I know I have that much, and that should be enough for most people. In fact, if you buy Microsoft Office, you get that terabyte for free. It's part of the deal.
Yeah, I've got that too.
Yeah. So then it is cheaper than absolutely cheaper than Carbonite. It's a little bit more manual. You have to pay attention to it. But absolutely. In fact, is a kind of a multi-layered strategy. All my photos from all my phones go to Google Photos, as well as all the photos on my desktop. That's a separate place where all my photos exist, in addition to any backup I'm doing. Similarly, if you use Microsoft Office, you're already backing up all your Word documents, and your Excel spreadsheets are already going up to the OneDrive, unless you turn that off. So it's okay to do that, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Related question. Why can't you use a USB drive as a backup drive? You have to have a hard drive.
You totally can. You mean you're talking about one of these USB thumb drives?
Yeah. It says I cannot. You need a hard drive.
Who is it?
In order to do your backup on Windows 10.
Oh, the backup program on 10?
I can do backup files, but I can't do the system backup that I would leave.
I'm not sure why not. I can tell you a couple of drawbacks to a thumb drive. Of course, capacity is one, but assuming you have a big enough thumb drive, I think the concern is reliability. Thumb drives are a form of solid-state media that is less reliable than a USB drive. Maybe that's the reason.
Okay.
It's the flash. The flash storage on there's eMMC flash storage, which is a SSD drive, and then there's an SSD drive using MLC or some other form of technology, which is, in my estimation, not as reliable. So maybe that's what Windows is saying. You shouldn't put it on a thumb drive because you could lose that. I don't have any problem with doing that as long as it's not your only backup, right? That's the whole point of having multiple media. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.